Welcome to Tech Pulse, where we bring you the tech news that impacts your business. Today's headline story, Tesla and Samsung have inked a staggering $16.5 billion deal to supercharge AI chip production. This could redefine how AI is integrated into vehicles. Let's break it down.
Tesla's latest move is a game changer in the automotive industry. The partnership with Samsung isn't just about producing chips. It's a strategic leap to enhance Tesla's AI capabilities, particularly in full self-driving technology. The chips will be manufactured in Samsung's state-of-the-art Taylor, Texas plant. This partnership aligns with Elon Musk's vision of making autonomous vehicles a mainstream reality and could give Tesla a competitive edge over rivals like Waymo and Cruise. Given the scale of this deal, it's clear Tesla is doubling down on AI to maintain its leadership in electric vehicles.
This certainly sets a new benchmark. Now, let's pivot to another significant development in AI management. Anthropic has introduced new rate limits on its Claude Code platform. What's the rationale behind this?
Anthropic's decision to implement rate limits is a proactive measure to ensure equitable access and optimal performance of its Claude Code platform. As power users increasingly leverage the platform for heavy computational tasks, these limits will help prevent system overload and maintain service quality for all users. This move reflects a broader trend where AI companies are balancing user demand with system sustainability, crucial for long-term growth and user trust.
Balancing user needs and system performance is indeed essential. Let's switch gears to Microsoft's latest innovation. They've launched Copilot mode in the Edge browser. Tell us more about its impact.
Microsoft's introduction of Copilot mode in the Edge browser marks a significant pivot towards AI-enhanced user experiences. This feature integrates advanced AI capabilities, enabling tasks such as searching across open tabs and managing bookings directly from the browser. By positioning Edge as an AI-driven tool, Microsoft aims to capture a larger share of the browser market, challenging dominant players like Chrome and Firefox. This move not only enhances user functionality, but also aligns with Microsoft's broader strategy of embedding AI across its product suite.
Microsoft is clearly betting big on AI integration. Let's touch on another evolving AI story. Google's Gemini AI is now available on more wearables. What does this mean for the market?
Google's rollout of its Gemini AI to Wear OS devices signifies a strategic expansion into the wearable tech space. By replacing Google Assistant on devices running Wear OS 4 or later, Gemini offers enhanced AI functionalities, promising improved user interactions and smarter device capabilities. This advancement is expected to increase the competitiveness of Google's wearables, directly impacting the market share against Apple's Watch OS. It also marks Google's commitment to making AI a core component of its ecosystem.
AI in wearables could certainly redefine user interactions. Speaking of market strategies, NVIDIA's export curbs on H20 chips have stirred discussions. How might this affect the ongoing trade dynamics?
The Trump administration's potential relaxation of export curbs on NVIDIA's H20 chips could have far-reaching implications for global trade, especially in AI technologies. These chips are critical for China's AI advancements, and easing restrictions might fuel technological growth in China, potentially impacting the U.S.'s strategic leverage in the tech trade war. It's a delicate balance between fostering business growth and maintaining geopolitical strategies, highlighting the complex interplay between technology and policy.
Navigating these geopolitical waters is indeed challenging. Now, for a quick update on OpenAI, their ChatGPT recently demonstrated an intriguing ability. What happened?
In a fascinating development, OpenAI's ChatGPT effortlessly bypassed an I am not a robot verification test. This incident underscores the advancing sophistication of AI, raising questions about the effectiveness of traditional verification methods and the need for more robust security measures.
OpenAI continues to push boundaries. Lastly, let's quickly mention RobinAI's proposition for the legal sector. What's their take?
RobinAI believes their generative AI solutions can significantly mitigate risks such as misinformation in legal contexts. By focusing on accuracy and reliability, they aim to integrate AI seamlessly into legal workflows, potentially transforming how legal professionals operate and manage data.
And that wraps up today's Tech Pulse. From Tesla's transformative AI chip deal to Google's wearable advancements, it's clear AI is reshaping industries. Stay tuned for more updates, and until next time, keep your pulse on tech.